Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi, the Siman Tuf Yud Dalid, Shelo La'arev El Ladaita. When you do Erev Tchumen, it has to be with the knowledge of the one you're doing the Erev Tchumen for, as we already discussed a little bit already about this in the last Siman. Aleph, Ein Ma'arvid Erev Tchumen La'adam El Ladaita. When setting up Erev Tchumen, it has to be with the knowledge of the one that you are doing the Erev Tchumen for. Why? Shema Eino Rotze La'arev Ba'oso Ruach Sheratazeh. You need his knowledge and consent, because he might not want to go in that direction. He might want to go in the other direction, which he will lose out if the Erev is set in the other direction. And now he has his full, possibly 4,000 amos east, and he loses west in total. So this needs to be done. He needs to be informed. Chutz mibno ubito akadu. The ones that do not need to be informed are children that are underage. Even the ones that are no longer being supported by him. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sif Katan Aleph, Ba'oso Ruach. So the reason why they have to be informed, a regular person, not the children, is because an ordinary person, if you do an Erev Tchumen, he's going to lose out on his Tchumen in whatever direction, the opposite direction that the Erev was made. And that's what he says. In order that he doesn't lose out on his other 2,000 amos on the other side, so the other side of his house, like we said earlier in Siman Tav Ches, Sif Katan Beis, Afilu Einam Smuchin. So children do not need to be informed, even those that are no longer being supported and no longer being fed by the father. Vatam, what's the reason? What's the reason why you do not have to inform children? The reason why you don't have to inform children is because since they are your children, and Eruv Tchumen is, as we've discussed previously, and we'll see coming up as well, it's only done for Dvar Mitzvah. You're not supposed to do an Eruv Tchumen for things besides a Dvar Mitzvah. And Akein Ma'ariv Tamid Aleyah. Therefore, you're going to always go ahead and be Ma'ariv for them, because you have to be Mechanech them in mitzvahs. So you have to go ahead and convey ownership in the Erev for these children in order to be Mechanech them in mitzvahs. And it can be done without their knowledge. Then he goes on, back to the Shulchan Aruch, the Abdo is Shechvaso Haknanim, and also the Eved Kananim, and the Shechva Kananis, also could be, you could do an Erev Tchumen for them without their knowledge. Why? Sifkatim Gimel Haknanim, M'nei Sheyadon Ki Yado, that the Eved Kanani is considered like the extended arm of the Adon, and everything that he acquires is the Adon's, is the master's. And therefore, with respect to Erev, the Eved Kanani, the Shifa Kananis, goes after the decisions of their Adon, after their Jewish Adon, master, etc. Continuing on in the Shulchan Aruch, Ba'afilu michu bo, shelo la'arev alav. And these children and the Eved Kananim, even if they not only don't know about it, even if they know about it and they reject and say that they don't want to be part of this Erev that's being set up for them, it's still going to be effective for them. And even if they set up their own Erev in a different direction, it is meaningless. It does not work. These individuals, the children, and the young children under Bar Mitzvah, and the Eved and Shifa Kananis, they will have to follow the Erev Tchumen that is set up for them by their father or Adon. Aval, back to the Shulchan Aruch. Aval, b'no ubito hagadolim. Older children that are past bar mitzvah. Afilu smuchim al shulchan aruch. Even if they're still being financially supported and fed by their father. V'abdo b'shevchaso ha'ibrim, and Eved Ivris, and an Amavriya, v'ishto, and one's wife, they eino ma'arav aleihem el midaitim. They need to be informed of the Erev. You can't do an Erev Tchumen without their knowledge. The im Erev Aleihem Vishamu Vishasku, And if you did an erev for them and they listened and they did not say anything and reject it, yotzim be'erubo, they will be yotze in the erev that was set up for them. Sifkatan dalid. The mistama, what's the reason? Because even though they did not verbally consent, they just were quiet. So the pshat is mistama nisratza eved v'ashivcha. It's pashtus, the eved ivri and the am avriya. Pashtus, they went ahead and would want the adon's yad, the adon's, even though the eved ivri is not like the eved kanani in the sense that it's yado ki, right, ki yad adon, like by eved kanani, the stomach, they want their adon to do it for them. So too, v'chein abonim la'avien, same thing, even older children from their father, and a wife, of course, Aisha, with Das Bala. So the presumption is, if they're quiet, then they agree to the Erev Tchumen. Even if he doesn't inform them until evening, Gam Kain Mahani, that will also work. Even though the time of establishing the Erev and acquiring the Erev is Bein Hashmashos, and these individuals, the older children, the Eved Ivris, are not informed of it until nightfall, it's still going to work if they're informed of it later and they stay quiet. Mishum demistama omeid ha'erev l'skayim u'kemo shekasavnu v'lo lehizbata. So he says that mistama, what basically happens here is that they want what the adon and the av, the eved ivri wants what his adon, and an adult child wants what his father, and a wife wants what her husband wants done for them. And therefore, the Erev is already chal from before Shabbos, even though they do not know them yet. Now, this definitely needs greater iyun, because we had seen earlier that in order for Breira to work, there has to be a knowledge from beforehand. They don't have the knowledge. So why this works is a big to-do in the Achronim, Rishonim, but that is what is clearly being stated here by the Mishnah Berurah. Now, we continue on in the Shulchan Aruch. Aval, im michubo, if however these individuals reject the Erev, o she'erevu heim Erev acher la'atma, or they went ahead and made their own Erev for themselves, ein eruve Erev lahem, then a adon for an Eved Ivri, a father for an adult child, a husband for a wife, the Erev will not be good if these individuals do not want that Erev. They want to keep their old tchumen and not be bound to the Erev set up for them. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan. Hey. Aval Michu, Ritzon Lomar, Miyad Sheshamu, La'afuke, Sheshasku V'achakach Michu. This means that immediately when these individuals hear of the Erev being done, they reject it. And this comes to exclude a case where they were quiet and afterwards, they then went ahead and rejected it. Because in that case, lo mahani mechasan, in that case, they cannot reject it afterwards. Why? The takeif, kishashasku, as soon as they were quiet, avi keoda shemaskim lamai. So that is a agreement to the Erev done for them. In the sky, and the Erev gets established. The chol zed dafka, but then he points out, be careful. This is specifically talking kishashamu mishachashcha vishasku. This is specifically when they heard Misha Chashcha, when it was already Shabbos and dark, and they were quiet. Avalim Shamu Batsarayim, however, if they heard in the afternoon of Friday, Bishasku, when they were quiet, and then Michu Kodem Tashecha, and then they went ahead and rejected being part of this Erev before Shabbos hits, before nightfall, Nisbatel HaErev, the Erev will be Batel. Why? Kevin Shabbizman Kniyasa Erev, who sits at the time when Bein Hashmashos hits, to Bein Hashmashos, Kvayah HaYisamacha, there was already a rejection. In other words, what he's saying is, if these individuals, the Eved Ivri, the older son, the Bar Mitzvah son and daughter, and the wife hears on Shabbos and was quiet, they can no longer go ahead and reject afterwards because the Eruv was already established. However, if, let's say, Friday at 12 o'clock, they find out about it and they were quiet, so that does not lock them into that Eruv done to them. Because if they reject before Shabbos, so their das before Shabbos is not to be part of this Erev being done for them. and they will maintain their own regular Eruv. Their own regular Tchum that they had without this Eruv being done for them. Sif Katan Vav Osha Eruv. Also, if they did an Eruv, a different Eruv for themselves, then it's not going to take effect the fact that these others went ahead. If the father, the Adon, in these cases, went ahead and made the Eruv, it's not going to be effective if the recipients here, the Eved Ivri, the grown-up son, the wife, if they went ahead and made their own Eruv, so then obviously the Eruv done for them is not going to be effective. With the Mishabura, Afilu Meiruvan Haya Basar Eruv. Even if they set up their Eruv after the Adon, father, husband did it. The Kevin She'eruvu Ein Lecha Mecha Gedol Abizu. Since they made an Eruv, this is the ultimate rejection, and V'holchen L'osa Ruach Eruvahem, and they will go and follow the Eruv that they established for themselves. Sif Beis. Katan Ben Sheish Shanim Apachas. If you have a child that is so young, 6 years or younger, Yotzei Be'eruv Imo, that child, that young child, the toddler, whatever you want to call him, he or she is Yotze with the Eruv of their mother. And not only that, it's not like in the other cases where for the adult son or even non-adult son, they do an Eruv. Let's say an eight-year-old, they do an Eruv for them. So if you do an Eruv for an eight-year-old, you have to be Mizaki Al Yidei Acher. You have to go ahead and convey ownership in the Eruv. They're considered like separate individuals. You could do it for them, and if it's an eight-year-old kid, you don't have to even inform him, but it's still conveying ownership. You're being mezake al yidei acher, conveying ownership to them, and they have their own independent Eruv. Here, this is not a kid with an independent Eruv. The kid basically is karuch, is attached to the mother, and whatever the mother's Eruv is, and the mother's tchum is, that is this child 6 years and younger. Look at the Mishnah Berura, ben sheish shanim, aval nichnas b'toch sheva afilu yom echad. However, if the katan is already a full 6 years old, and meaning finished 6 years, and went into the seventh year, even for a moment, even for one day, then one would have to go ahead and make an Eruv for him, even though, again, he does not have to be informed, such a child, the father would have to go ahead and convey ownership to him and make an Eruv for him. And once the kid has reached a full 6 years and a day, meaning going into the seventh year, this child is no longer Yotzei in the Eruv of either his mother or the Eruv of the father, unless there is an ownership conveyed to the child. An ownership of two sudos. He needs to have his own independent Eruv once he is past the full 6 years. Bineya Shulchan Aruch Sasan Bezeh. Shulchan Aruch here is bottom lining, like the poskim, Da'ad ben Shisha B'shisha b'chlal yotzei b'eruv imo. He's assuming the following, that up to 6 years, including the sixth year, is totally enveloped, such a child, in the eruv of the mother, and just buttel to the eruv of the mother. Be'ein chiluk im aviv b'ir alo. It makes no difference if the father is in the city or not. Amnam, however, b'eliyahu rabba, b'tzadeh k'das kama poskim. He holds like a number of poskim, Dim Aviv Beir, if the father happens to be in the city, Afilu ben Arba Shonim, or ben Chamesha, even a 4 year old or a 5 year old, Ve'eino Chariv Kokach, it's not a super sharp kid, he hasn't reached any age of Chinuch, Eino Yotze Be'eruv Imo. If the father's around, the child will not be Yotze and be enveloped in the Eruv of the mother. Why? Mishum da'az eina nimshach kol kach acharimo elim kenayah zokui b'shvilo. Because in such a case, when the father's around, the kid does not go automatically along and count along with the mother, unless the father went ahead and was mezakeh and conveyed ownership to him. Because the whole reason that you don't have to go ahead and leave an eruv for a katan until and including the sixth year is because these two sudos that normally one has to convey to them is not necessary because the child is basically attached to the mother and considered like one goof with the mother. As we'll see coming up in Sifkat and Ches, momentarily. But if the father's in the city, according to these poskim, Del Yarabah, not considered so karach after the mother, and therefore, Mimela, this kid is not going to be Yotze in her Erev, unless they convey ownership. If the mother goes ahead and conveys ownership in the Erev to the child, then he will go after her, and this will be true even if the father, this is what the poskim said, even if the father went ahead and set up an Erev, his own Erev, to another direction, if the mother goes ahead and conveys ownership in the Erev to this child when the father's in the city, so then that's when it'll follow the mother. But if the father's in the city and the mother does not go ahead and convey ownership to the kid, these poskim hold that it will not work. Now, if the father went ahead and was ma'arev, okay, and the mother didn't do any erev at all, then he will follow, obviously, the father's erev for him, because the father was mezake erev to him, like the acher, convey ownership to him in the erev, and it will be effective and operative. Finally, sif katan ches. So, normally, again, according to Shulchan Aruch, even if the father's in the city, the kid goes after the Erev of the mother if he's so young, ben sheishanim or pachos. And according to everybody, if the father's not in the city, so comes the Mishnah Berurah, he says, the ad osa ha'eis, until that age, karach achareha ugegufa damya, he is attached to her, and it's like her guf, like her body. Even though we don't do Erev except for Dvar Mitzvah, and a katan is not a Bar Mitzvah, still, since this kid can't survive without the mother, Yotze Ima, the kid is Yotze in Erev with the mother and follows the mother. And if the mother does not go ahead and do an Erev at all, only the father, he's not Yotze Stam in the Erev of the father. Not only that, comes the Mishnah Berurah and says, V'nir li da'afim zika el aviv. Even in a case like this, if the father goes in and conveys ownership, gam kein lo mahani, it will not work. The ad osa eis sabsa de imo nichalei v'hi halo lo erva le sham. Since the mother did not go ahead and make an eruv in that other direction, and the kid is basically attached to the commands of the mother, then even if the father went ahead and was mezakeh in such a case, the Erev to the young child, it will not be effective. It will not work. Again, based on what we said, according to Eliyahu Rabbah, who's cholek on this Shulchan Aruch, if the mother does not do any Erev at all, and the father is actually in the city, then the father would be able to convey ownership to the child.